This show was first broadcast on Free FM 89.0, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access radio station. For more information on our station and our wide range of programs, visit freefm.org.nz.
Ready to go? Black Hamilton Taxis. They've been driving Hamiltonians around since 1956, so are known and trusted. Corporate clients, airport transfers, total mobility services, weddings, large groups, and getting you home safe after a night out. Ready to go? Make sure it's a blue bubble taxi. Download the iHail app or call Hamilton Taxis on 0800 477 477.
Hamilton Taxis are proud to sponsor Kelly from the Tron. 10 o'clock Friday mornings on Free FM 89.0.
Kia ora te whanau. Ko Kelly Pike, tēnei, ke te whakarongo mai, koe ki Kelly from the Tron. This is a Free FM show and podcast about local politics, environmental and social issues, and enjoying life in the Tron. I'd like to acknowledge Hamilton Taxis, the sponsor of this show, for their ongoing support. So if you need to get home safe from a night out, don't Uber, call 0800 477 477 or download the iHowl app. I do know that at the moment, as a show of support for our Muslim communities, if you are travelling to Christchurch for funerals over this week, please get in touch with Andy Collins, the General Manager of Hamilton Taxis. They're prepared to take you to and from the airport for free. Now, last week on the show, I spoke to Lauren. She is the organiser of, she is from Hamilton Live Music Trust, an organiser of some outdoor free live music gigs. Last week was due to be the Saw Wave event and Pecha Kucha. However, they were postponed due to events happening on Friday. So they will be rescheduled, and I will let you know when they are due to happen. And I also took the opportunity while Lauren was in the studio with me to talk about what it's like to be organising an event. Something I reflect on quite a bit is the fact that there are lots of wonderful things happening in our city, and oftentimes that's done from with volunteers and with our own resources and with our own network. So I was just curious as to how she has found that, given she's been organising some really wonderful music events for quite a long time. Now, to listen to the podcast of that show, you'll find the link on my Facebook page, Kelly from the Tron. My website, actually, you won't find it. Sorry, I haven't been updating my website. There's no point me saying that at the moment. You can go to accessradio.org, and you'll also find other Free FM and New Zealand-wide Access Radio shows to listen to on there. It actually has a tab that says latest episodes. You can see just anything that's happening. There's so much going on Access Radio at the moment. You can also subscribe to the show on TuneIn and other good podcast sharing sites. Now, this week on the show, I've had a little bit of a change of plan, but I am going to be joined by Alex. He's one half of Auckland-based band Skinny Hobos. They are back with the first release since the 2018 Vodafone New Zealand Music Awards nominated debut album. Their new EP is Lucifer, and it was released last week, I believe. And again, it's a really riff-heavy sound. They are two-piece powerhouse, looking to push the limits with a guitar and a drum kit. To celebrate the release of their EP Lucifer, Skinny Hobos are on a 14-date nationwide tour, which brings them to Kirikiriroa, Hamilton next week, which is Thursday, March the 28th. They'll be supported by Dead Favours and our own cartoon villain. And I've got music from Skinny Hobos' cartoon villain for you today, as well as a few other tracks in there as well. I'll start with a song now. On this show, I usually just play music from Waikato artists or bands, or bands coming through town for a gig. But in the 2.5 years that I've had the show, Kelly from the Tron, I've interviewed and met lots of bands, wonderful bands from around New Zealand. And so this week I'm just sharing a brand new release from a Whangarei-based band, just because I really like them. They were here in October, here being in Kirikiriroa, Hamilton, and I interviewed Jesse on the show. So the band is Otium. They've been together since about 2014, I believe. Really should have written the stuff down before. But yeah, great band and a great live act as well. So when they do next come to the Tron, keep an eye out for them. This is OTM and this brand new track is called Dollar for the Man. You're listening to Kelly from the Tron on Free FM 89.0.
The sun is gonna rise again to make a dollar for the man. Maybe if I knew what they told me, it'd hold me. Try to understand.
Well, sudden ending there. You're listening to Kelly from the Tron on Free FM 89.0. That was Otium. They're a Whangarei-based band. That's a brand new song from them. They came through Kirikiriroa Hamilton on their Late Night Hype tour in September or October, one or the other, last year. And I was fortunate enough to get Jesse on the show to speak with them then about their song. Now, if you liked Otium, you like the sound of that, like I do quite a lot, Nation is another band you could check out. They're a Wellington-based band. And, of course, Strangely Arousing, who we had on the show recently, also will pop up alongside Otium and Nation. Nation. So, get my words correct. I've changed what this show was going to be about twice this week. And changed my mind again last night. As you know, a lot can happen in a week. Last Friday afternoon, reports of an attack on two mosques in Christchurch started filtering through while we were at work still. By the end of the day, we learn of 49 and then 50 deaths as a result of that attack. I was going to spend today talking about the many themes that have risen as a result of that, starting with the unity and love expressed, the exceptional leadership from Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern, and pride over the response across the board, really. There are a few exceptions, but for the most part, really proud of how we have responded. I was going to talk about racism, casual racism, structural racism, the lack of genuine inclusion of our ethnic communities in New Zealand, particularly from a political point of view. But last night, I felt that it was more important that we take the time to grieve and be able to express compassion and extend support to those who need it. Then we can talk about what happens next. And so in a few weeks and over coming months, they will be themes that I revisit. I don't want for what has happened to, in the next week or two, the momentum of how we're feeling now to fizzle out, for want of a better word. I want to keep these issues in the spotlight, and so I will do those at a time more appropriate. I just think now is not the time for that. But there are a couple of things that I'm going to ask of you, things that we need to do right now. And I guess this is in part understanding that I have a platform here to share my views. There are times where I might get things wrong. I might not reflect on them quite long enough. I might not get the words wrong. I might not know how to say the right thing. So that I don't do that today, I'm going to try to keep it as short as possible. And I'll just ask of you to go to the people that you see to be good leaders for ways to process what has happened. I don't have the answers for that, but there are many. The people that you trust and respect, go to them to figure out how we are going to work our way through this in the ongoing weeks and further afield. But I do want you, there are two things that I do want to say today, though. Please do not assume that extremist acts are those of somebody with a mental illness. It's not fair for those of us who do experience mental illness from time to time, or permanently. So when the public can't profess to know if the attacker had a mental illness, we need to leave that to the doctors and psychiatrists, who will no doubt come in at some point during his trial. Some people have been nurtured and had behaviour reinforced that we don't understand or that we strongly condemn. But extremism is not a mental illness. And I take strong objection to words like nutbar, madman and demented being used to describe him, as these are words that have oftentimes been used for those with mental illness. They shouldn't be used, but they are. It gives an association which I take offence to. It's also important that we don't say us and them, as in we, the people where we consider ourselves to be rational and inclusive and caring of everybody, and them being extremists. And us and them is a division, which is not helpful if we want to get past this and through this and to change how we are as a nation. I don't want for people to think a white supremacist or a terrorist is over there and somebody that separate to us, because unfortunately this is us. We have people who hold these views in communities. He is at an extreme end, but there are others who I guess we call it the more casual. We'll call it casual for now. But as I said, I don't want to get too much into it. I just want you to realise that extremism is not a mental illness, so please don't reinforce this association in any platforms that you have at the moment. Secondly, you need to start by calling out casual racism right now. The jokes are inappropriate, the slurs are tired, and I think it's time that the media and politicians in particular, who feed into this, particularly with anti-immigration policies, stop it. I think our media need to stop it with their clickbait headlines. Give nothing to racism and call it out. It might be an uncomfortable conversation for you to be having with friends, loved ones, work colleagues, but we need to have it. Now, as I mentioned, I will talk about racism again at a later date. Today, I wanted to reinforce the message that extremism is not a mental illness and that we need to start calling out racism today. Now, after a track that I've got lined up for you, I'm going to be talking about some of the events that are happening in Kirikiriroa today and this weekend for those of us wanting to share support with our Muslim communities. And the music I have is one that I've just discovered. It's a track from Isaiah B. Brunt. The song is called Singing the Blues, and he's going to be at Navarra Lounge next Friday. I'll give you details about that when we return. You're listening to Kelly from the Tron on Free FM 89.0.
I got my mojo and my lucky hat on. Got my potions, my powders all gone. My shoes are shiny, I'm feeling all right. I just been paid, I'm going out for the night. No, don't ask me why I'm singing the blues. Why don't you ask me if I'm still in love with you? No, don't ask me why I'm singing the blues. Why don't you ask me if I'm
still in love?
I drink too much whiskey and I do like a wine. Play too much poker and stay out all night. My fridge is empty, my cellar is full. I don't like cooking, I love a barbecue. Don't ask me why I'm singing the blues. Why don't you ask me if I'm still in love with you? No, don't ask me why I'm singing the blues. Why don't you ask me if I'm still in love. Don't drive fast cars or chase after thrills. I have enough money just to pay for my bills. My life is carefree, I'm traveling at will. I love the odd things and the birds when they sing. Don't ask me why I'm singing the blues. Why don't you ask me if I'm still in love with you? No, don't ask me why I'm singing the blues. Why don't you ask me if I'm still in love
with you?
Don't ask me.
Debbie Brunt there was singing the blues. He was on the Free Breakfast with Mike Williams this morning. We will see if there is a podcast to share of that interview. It sounds wonderful. It's happening at Navarra Lounge, that gig, on Friday the 29th of March from 8:30. But yeah, check it out. You'll find the details on Facebook. The music is going to get a little bit heavier here on Kelly from the Tron this morning. We've got Alex from Skinny Hobos joining us in about 15 minutes' time. I've got a track to share from Cartoon Villain and a couple from Skinny Hobos as well. So yeah, it's going to get louder and heavier. But now, as I mentioned a little bit earlier, I did have a little bit of a change of plan to what would be on my show today as to what I thought would be most appropriate for us at the moment. So many of us over this past week have realised that we don't have friends or connections with our Muslim community and the people in that community. Now, we might find that we knew where the mosques are in Kirikiriroa, but we haven't visited when we don't know the customs, and that's okay. The mosque is a place of worship, and if you don't follow, well, you wouldn't necessarily find yourself there. Now, I think we've all found that we'd like to know more. We want to reach out to these people to make them feel welcome, and you know, we want to do this in a way that's genuine as well, but we might feel embarrassed about not knowing anything and not having connected earlier, but it's better late than never. And we've seen this week that New Zealanders really want to. We've seen graciousness, kindness and acceptance of our Muslim communities for us in the face of what has happened. So I'm going to share some of the events that you can be involved with, attend or support today and over this weekend, with a bit of a local focus. Now, as I mentioned, we don't often know what's okay and what's acceptable, what's customary. So these are just a couple of, and I guess you could say that these would be appropriate for most religions or cultures, but be cautious with physical contact. And you know, you can often read cues. Most of us can tell whether or not somebody would feel comfortable with a handshake or a hug. So just be mindful of that, particularly with women. Don't run and launch into a hug. That's not fair. So just be cautious of it and just read the cues for what's appropriate, particularly if it's with somebody of the other gender as well. So yeah, it's a matter of just reading the cues in terms of physical contact, their handshakes and hugs. Take your shoes off before you enter the mosque if you're going in. It's kind of obvious. I shouldn't really need to say it. It's the same with the marae. But just take your shoes off. Don't forget to do that. Now, women, you need to be covering your head. Well, I think often what we've found over this past week is they are okay if you don't, but please, particularly today, if you're going, cover your head, wear a scarf. It doesn't need to be fancy. You just need to be covering your head, and wear clothes that cover your arms and your legs, dressed modestly. Again, it's kind of common sense. It's a place of respect and quiet reflection, so dress modestly. But they are the main things that you need to go, need to know. We're going to come back in a moment, actually, to let you know about the events that are happening, because I'm going to get through another song, and this is completely at odds with the theme of, I guess, what we're talking about today. But we've got an ad here from The Voice of Afghanistan, and then we're going to be hearing a track from Cartoon Villain before I let you know about the events happening.
اسلامی گرداننده برنامه صدای افغان که شامل خبرها گزارشات از افغانستان و جهان مصاحبه ها و آهنگ های از هنرمندان افغانی که از طریق رادیو فری فم 89 بر روزهای جمعه ساعت 6:30 الی 7 نشر میگردد فراموش نکنید شنوندگان عزیز. Hello to all of you lovely listeners out there. This is Samir, your host for The Voice of Afghanistan. If you want to listen to some Afghan music and hear about the news and current affairs of Afghanistan, tune into Radio Free FM 89.0 every Friday, 6:30 to 7 p.m. Don't miss the show.
not see, to dream and not be, to see and not see, to dream and not be. Heads turning skyward to address the stars, paying no mind to the ground below. We are only a little here, not forever on this earth. We are only a little here, not forever on this earth. To see and not see, dream and not be, and in our constant quest to be fooled, we are indeed well and truly fooled. We are only a little here, not forever on this earth. We are only a little here, not forever on this earth.
I did warn you that it was about to get heavy. That's local band Cartoon Villain there. That's Albert Bannister and Wairuhu Grant. They are going to be at Navarra Lounge with Skinny Hobos next Thursday, and we'll be speaking to Alex from Skinny Hobos in about 5-10 minutes' time. I've got a track to share from Skinny Hobos, an old one and a new one for you as well. But I wanted to let you know about some of the initiatives and events that are coming up today and this weekend. There's been a huge, call on Facebook in particular, because that's where a lot of us are, on Twitter, what can we do? So here are a couple of things that are happening. So Headscarves for Harmony is happening. It's all day today, so it's not too late. It's a nationwide campaign for women, I don't think men, actually, as a symbolic gesture that we want Muslim women to feel safe here. They should be safe. They shouldn't feel like they're being watched through ignorance, mistrust or spite. But it is something that a lot of us, I guess, in New Zealand aren't familiar with. So again, as I mentioned a little bit earlier, it doesn't have to be fancy. What you're doing is just covering your hair and your chest, and wearing that in solidarity and as symbolic gesture. You can find out more on Headscarves for Harmony, but that is happening all around New Zealand at the moment. You might see lots of school kids today in particular out of their uniform and in bright clothing today. It's for Colour My World, again, another nationwide campaign just to brighten our days and also to help raise money for the victims and the families of the mosque attacks in Christchurch. This Friday afternoon, it's a particularly special time of prayer for Muslims, so there will be many, activities happening around the mosque in your local area, and there are many heading along this afternoon at about 1:30 p.m. to form a human chain of love as they pray and around the mosque to show that we support them and we're here. So this is something that you can do. Members of the public are welcome to do that. But if you are wanting to meet with the community, Dr. Azhar Mozin from the Jamia Masjid Mosque, which is the one on Happy Terrace, has asked that people consider arriving after 2 p.m. But there will be a call to prayer happening, and that will be observed across the road from the mosque, so at Claudelands Park, 2 minutes of silence. And so you can be there to show your support in that way. So that's happening at Claudelands Park at about 1:30. It's 1:32 to be exact. The call to prayer, the time changes depending on where the sun is. I learnt that this morning. Don't think that I knew that before. And so the call to prayer will be broadcast across TVNZ, RNZ and many other media platforms. Just be mindful of that, and to be that's a time for reflection, to be quiet and to just listen. So yes, so you can head to the mosque on Happy Terrace. 1:30 for the call to prayer, and but after 2 p.m. if you're wanting to meet with the community. And again, I mentioned earlier to cover your hair if you can, and your chest, and to be modestly dressed. Also, in Civic Square at 1:32, to be exact, which is outside the Hamilton City Council buildings and Centre Place, there will also be a 2 minute silence observed. There won't be a call to prayer there, I understand, but it is 2 minutes of silence. The Masjid Al Madina Mosque in Frankton is holding a public gathering at from 5:30 until 6:30 p.m. tonight in their car park, which is on 45 to 47 Bandon Street, which is off Gwynwood Street in Frankton. And Hamilton City Council Mayor and local Komatua will attend that. So that's observing between or going to show support in Hamilton West between 5:30 and 6:30 p.m. tonight. Now tomorrow, being Saturday the 23rd of March, from 12 p.m. there is a This Is New Zealand Shared Lunch for Sharing the Love. A free barbecue is happening in Claudelands Park, which is across the road from the mosque. It's a shared lunch, but please make sure that it's halal, or just don't share, please. Which means, but there is a free barbecue, and those sausages will all be halal and certified, not just... Don't just say it is, it's certified. Please be mindful of that if you are sharing. But that is, I guess, what is happening particularly around our city over the next day or two. So headscarves for harmony, Kalamo World, particularly for the children, I guess. And a call to prayer will be broadcast at about 1:30 p.m. This afternoon. And also you can go to show support and at the Claudelands Mosque at 1:30 and at Hamilton West and Bandon Street from 5:30 p.m. tonight. So if you are feeling like you want to do something to show your support, that is what I've been able to find is happening today and this weekend. But now, there are plenty more events for me to share with you over the show, but we're going to check out a track from Skinny Hobos. This track is called Jokers and Fools. It's from their, I think it's a 2007 album, but they've just released their new EP called Lucifer, and they are on a tour of that, and we'll be at Navarro Lounge next Thursday. So I'm going to be talking to to Alex, one half of Skinny Hobos, after this track. So this is Jokers and Fools. You're listening to Kelly from the Tron on Free FM 89.0.
Said I heard the sound coming down from the town below, then I did find pantomime, it was on the radio. Jokers and fools,
listening to Kelly from the Toronto Free FM 89.0. That was Jokers and Fools from Skinny Hobos. Fantastic song. I just can't get sick of it. Now, having established their riff-heavy sound, the two-piece powerhouse look to push the limits of what can be achieved with only guitar and a drum kit. Now, I've called them in the past the noisiest two-piece in the land. Now, to celebrate the release of Lucifer, Skinny Hobos will hit the road on a 14-date nationwide tour, bringing them to Navarra Lounge on Thursday, the 28th of March, alongside Dead Favours and Cartoon Villain. To tell us more, I've got Alex joining us now. Good morning.
Hi, how you going?
I'm very well, thanks. Alex, hey, where are you at the moment? I got told you were checking into a hotel somewhere.
Just checking out, actually, in New Plymouth. We just played last night at the Mayfair.
Are you checking out at the moment? Cool.
Yeah, actually, to be fair, I'm standing in line waiting for a coffee at the moment, but that's beside the point.
They make you wait in line. Oh, I don't know. Say, how old is Jokers and Fools? When did you put out that album? I lose track of years and everything.
Well, Jokers and Fools, the song, came out probably, I don't actually have information in front of me, but like maybe 2 years ago. But the album itself was a bit less than a year ago. That came out like midway through May of last year. So we're not quite a year away from it yet.
Well, that was pretty fast to have a little bit of a follow-on. Have you had a break yet? I feel like you're touring constantly.
Well, actually, we did. So we did our album tour, and that kind of ran us right up until June. And then we actually took a couple months off. I went back home to Canada for about a month and just to kind of hang out and stuff. And so we actually didn't jump into any shows until November. And that was or maybe October, but that was our first break, like proper break, in like 4 or 5 years. And it was amazing. But I think that's why we're able to come back and just turn around new music quite quickly, because we're able to actually step away for a minute and just kind of, you know, recharge the battery. And then just, when I got back to New Zealand, I was just super excited to work on a whole bunch of new stuff that I'd been kind of, you know, thinking about while I was away. So yeah, it was good.
So, I mean, what was the difference in the process from that first album to this new EP? Because I understand the new EP was kind of accidental. Is that the right word to use?
So like everything that we'd done for the first album was pretty much like, you know, written and changed over time as we played it live. And there wasn't a lot of thought that, or not a lot of thought, but a lot less thought that actually went into the composition of the songs. And in this case, like, we went into the studio just to try out some new stuff. Like, and we figured, you know, because other bands do this kind of thing, we figured it would be cool to try to write some of the stuff in the studio. So when we went in, that was pretty much the only goal. So we were in there for 4 days. And we just ended up just with such a good vibe with Austin and with Rich Bryan, who's the engineer, who's a good friend of ours from ages ago. We were just, everything was going really well and we were feeling really happy. And so we ended up booking another 4 days in there and ended up turning around this EP in less than 3 months, which is kind of unbelievable, but it happened.
So for your fans, I mean, how does it differ? I can hear the coffee thing. How does it differ from your old album in terms of sound?
I think like there's definitely some overlaps, like, and I think part of being a two-piece, you are the sum of your parts in a big way. And I think that we will always sound like us because it's us playing the music. Mm. But it's definitely, I would call it a step forward in terms of songwriting, for sure. Like it's a little bit more progressive. Like it's you know, it's a little bit more dynamic too, but it's mostly, it just really reflects where we are as a band right now. And I think it's a cool bridge between what the album was and what the next one's going to be.
So you consider this a bridge in terms of your progression as musicians and as a band?
Because I can tell you right now, there's a whole bunch of other new material that we actually just weren't able to turn around quickly enough to put on this release. And so we ended up choosing the 5 songs that we felt best served to represent what we were doing right now, and also just the five songs that I guess fit the best together as well, because that's always a concern for me. Like, I really like it when an album or an EP has a nice flow to it, so you put it on and it just kind of naturally progresses where it should.
Yeah.
And so that was that choice, but there's a whole bunch of other material that's sitting there that we recorded at the same session. That's even, I'd say, you know, some of it's quite a bit heavier and darker than anything that we've done before, and you know, some of it keeps going down the same lines of what was on this EP as well. So there's definitely some exciting stuff in the future for us, I'd say.
Awesome. Hey, so are we going to get a video to complement this EP, or do we have to wait for the album?
I would say, like, we have something in the pipeline.
Cool.
It's one of those things where we actually have to find a minute to do it.
Yeah.
Because it all came together so quickly, we didn't actually have time to kind of tee anything up. But we've got a concept for a video for Lucifer that we're working on with the same director who we did the other videos with. But to be fair, like, I'm starting to think that by the time we're done this tour, we'll be releasing another single.
Yeah.
So it's probably more likely to be a video for that single, but I don't actually know. We'll see. We'll see how it all turns out.
We'll let you do the tour first, then.
We were supposed to finish this tour on April 12th. That was the original plan, but then we had to change some dates, and so now the tour doesn't actually finish until like May. So we basically can't work on other stuff until the tour is done.
Sure.
So that kind of means that there's going to be a bit of a wait for any of that kind of stuff anyway.
Cool. So as part of that tour, you are at Navarra Lounge on Thursday, the 28th of March. Who have you got with you?
We've got Dead Favors, and they're along for most of the North Island. And we've got a local band called Cartoon Villain as well, who are super cool, and I'm excited. I actually haven't seen them live yet, but I know one of the guys pretty well, and I've seen some video, and I'm quite excited to see them in person.
I saw them for the first time just a few weeks ago. They are very cool, even cooler than they sound like when you hear it. Live is better, as you can imagine.
I think that live is better for all music. Honestly, that's like my thing right there.
Yeah. Oh, there's a really good reason to come along to the gig tour. It will sound even better. So how do we get tickets for that?
Well, tickets are available from undertheradar.co.nz, or you can just, you know, jump on any of our social media, Facebook or whatever, and get all the gig details from there. There will be door sales available, although pre-sales are cheaper. So, you know, we always suggest that, you know, because we know that we're all quite broke and we all need to save as much money as we can. So
yeah, get your pre-sale.
Yeah.
Just another thing, though. I mean, are there any New Zealand bands that you want to give a quick plug for that we should know about and we should be going to check out on Spotify or Bandcamp or wherever we get our music?
Well, I mean, honestly, New Zealand has such like a wealth of fantastic talent, and I think that oftentimes it's kind of overlooked. Like, a lot of Kiwis tend to ignore their local bands until they succeed overseas. Like, it's just kind of this thing. But I mean, on this tour, we've got so many great bands that we love, and everyone so far, like Dead Favors are amazing. You know, Caridian we've got for in the South Island with us, and they're amazing. And last weekend we had a band called Drones from Whanganui and a band called Dick Tracy from Palmerston North that played both shows with us in Whanganui and Palmerston North, and they were both just, you know, such incredible shows to see. So I mean, if I'm going to plug anybody, I just really suggest you check out everybody who's booked to play shows with us on this tour, because like, we're always going out of our way to find people that we're really excited to play with. So if you want to get an idea for who we like, check out who's playing with us.
good idea. So check out the gig posters for ideas. Yeah. And of course, as you mentioned, there's Dead Favours and Cartoon Villain joining them on Thursday, the 28th of March. Alex, thank you very much for joining us today. I'll let you get back to coffee. And yeah, all the best for your tour.
Thanks so much. I will see you on Thursday, probably.
You probably will. Okay. Thanks, Alex.
All right. Bye.
We've got Lucifer here, that a track off their new EP, Skinny Hobos.
Too much, now I'm sober. You think too much, you're the same. You know I'll be here, but you've fallen the victim of your face. I'm sober. You think too much, but you're the same. You know I'll be here, but you're falling the victim of. I'm sober. You think too much, but you're the same. You know I'll be here, but you're falling the victim of your fate.
Lucifer from Skinny Hobos, brand new track there. They will be at Navarro Lounge on Thursday the 28th of March with Dead Favours and Cartoon Villain. Great band. You can have a little bit of a preview of their music if you head to their website or Facebook page, Spotify, iTunes, wherever it is that you go to get music, and check it out. It's very cool. Now it's time to let you know about some of the events that are happening. Oops, you're listening to Kelly from the Shona on Free FM 89.0. Events. We've got the Haka Māori Culture Experience happening Saturday and Sunday. For those interested in learning how to weave, make poi, or watch traditional Māori tattooers and carvers create works of art, it's all part of the Waikato River Festival. A program of arts and cultural performances being held at the Hamilton Gardens this weekend. There's interactive kapa haka performances, guided walking and wakatours, workshops, and traditional food. It's all part of it. 10 till 5pm Saturday and Sunday. Free entry, but please bring a koha for the performances and workshops. Balloons Over Waikato has been happening this week. We've seen them pop up. Darth Vader's a bit of a favourite, I would say. But tomorrow is the Zuru Night Glow. There's live music from 4 p.m. on the main stage, amusement rides, a wide range of food options, and, yeah, the glow show, which happens as it gets darker, which is becoming getting quite early at the moment, and also the fireworks display at the end. So bring along a rug, collapsible chair, picnic, and enjoy Hamilton's biggest night out, all for free. 7:30 p.m. from Wednesday the 27th until the 30th of March, The Two Noble Kinswomen is on at the Meteor Theatre. Palamon and Archite are soldiers, nobles and lovers, and after losing a battle against Athens, they are now prisoners of war. They both fall in love with Amelia, the sister of the Duchess of Athens, and they must use their arsenal of skills to outwit both the Athenian nobles and each other to win her hand. From the people behind the cult hit Spot the Difference, it's been adapted and directed by Benny Marmer, starring Emma Koretz and Lily Empsom. So, yeah, Two Noble Kinswomen. You can get your tickets to that on the Meteor website, themeteor.co.nz. 8 p.m. Thursday the 28th of March, Foot Trot Flats is happening at MC Park on the big screen. It's a bit of a slice of heaven. It's a free movie night, so head along. That's, yeah, Embassy Park, 8 p.m. Thursday the 28th of March. Also happening on Thursday the 28th of March, Skinny Hobos, Lucifer Tour is coming to Navarra Lounge. You can get your tickets to that from Under the Radar. I think they're $25, $30 on the door. So get your pre-tickets, get your early bird sales. Leaves you a little bit of money left over to buy merch, because merch is how they actually make their money from the music. Strange. But anyway, it does. Friday the 29th of March, again at Navarra Lounge, Isaiah B. Brant's on his New Zealand tour. And this is it's an Australian artist, but Delta Blues. And we heard a bit of a peek of that earlier in the show. So that's happening from 8:30 on Friday the 29th of March. So don't forget that if you need to get a ride home safe from these events, please call Hamilton Taxis on 0800 477 477. E whakaronga mai, koe ki Kelly from the Tron. This is a Free FM show and podcast about local politics, environmental and social issues, and enjoying life in the Tron. If you've missed some of the show or want to share it with your friends, I'll share the link for the podcast on my Facebook page, Kelly from the Tron, soon. Please feel free to send me feedback, share the link with your friends, send in new local music if you have any, ask questions if you've got any. Just get in touch. I will be back in the Free FM studio on Tuesday at 7:30 a.m. for the free breakfast, and then again next Friday, 10 a.m. Free FM 89.0. Matua e homa.
For more episodes of this Community Access Radio show, please visit freefm.org.nz. Thanks to New Zealand On Air for making this podcast possible by funding the Access Internet Radio Project.